Guten Morgen. Die großen Themen der Klassik für den Weg zur Arbeit mit Axel Brüggemann.
Good morning and hello. Today is Tuesday, the 13th of May. Am 13. Mai grüße ich euch wieder auf Englisch und auf Deutsch, because this podcast is again an English version. This time we are getting undressed. So, sit down, relax on your way to work and listen to what Sascha Ellenbogen has to say. She is the head of the Naked String Quartet, which plays every Saturday evening in Berlin's Kit Kat Club. And as the name already says, of course, they are playing naked. Why do they do that? What is their criticism about classical music? What is their criticism about the conventions of classical music? And how does a naked quartet influence your ears and your behavior during a concert? About all that, I'm going to talk with Sascha Ellenbogen right now. Good morning, dear Sascha.
Good morning, Axel.
The Naked String Quartet. Tell us the beginning of the story. How did it come that for the first time you played naked?
It's a bit of a long story. I ran a concert series called Classical Sundays for 7 years, which was a pop-up event all around Berlin. So anyway, one time a booker from the Kit Kat Club came to our concert at a bar in Neukölln. And from there, she asked us to play at these Sunday afternoon events they had at Kit Kat.
They came to a normal concert and said, oh, by the way, I'm from Kit Kat Club. How about playing naked?
No, it didn't start with naked. Okay. But no, it was also like many, many months later, she wrote me on the Facebook account. She was like, hey, I'm from Kit Kat Club. We're having these Sunday brunch events. I would like to book Classical Sundays for that. I was like, great. So we played these Sunday brunch events like once, twice a month for maybe half a year. And at some point I started to ask myself, like, isn't there a way to put this kind of music into the club night itself? So they were having at one point a like Rococo party. And I was like, why don't we play at the Rococo party? I volunteer us. You don't have to pay us. We just do it. So we ended up getting this time slot from like 3 to 4 a.m.
Okay.
And they styled us with, you know, like the white wigs.
Yeah.
And like a drag queen did our makeup. And they gave us like beautiful skimpy clothing. And we played a whole Haydn set from 3 to 4 a.m. And... you know, everybody loved it. They were all on drugs. Everyone is just watching us with their mouths open.
Classical music and drugs. I mean, this is the double thing.
Absolutely. And the best thing that happened was in the room that we were playing in, the Salon Rouge, there's a bed in the corner and there was a man who was spanking his lover to the beat of the Emperor Quartet by Haydn. Which is now, of course...
I've got pictures now, yeah?
Yes, which is now, of course, known as the Spanking Quartet to us.
Spanking Quartet. Yeah, we don't know what Haydn did to that music, no?
So after that, I sort of asked around at the Salon Rouge. I was like, please, can I have a meeting with the boss of Kit Kat? There must be some kind of way to integrate this into the club night. And everyone said, no, it's impossible. You can't meet her. She's very busy. Okay. And then a few days later, I got a message saying, oh, you have a meeting with Kirsten, like, tomorrow. It's like, oh shit, okay, I have to come up with something. I need an idea. What's my idea? And I sat down and thought about it, and the idea was really obvious. We should play naked. Of course, it was the only thing that made sense.
And they said, great.
Yes, I had a meeting with her, really short meeting. Yeah. She was looking for something to open the club a little bit earlier anyway, so it kind of suited her needs as well. So she booked us just for one concert on her birthday. She happens to be a big classical music fan, which is great. So she booked us for one concert, and she liked it so much that she booked us every week since.
But how did you convince your colleagues to say, oh, by the way, I just spoke to the Kit Kat Club, and we have to be there tomorrow and play naked?
I had to negotiate an amount of money where people would be willing to do that, of course.
Okay.
That was part of the deal. I mean, it's not for, you know, we do get a naked premium, of course.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable asking people to play naked for not enough money.
Some would pay a premium for that, yeah.
One of our first performers was a person who has played in a lot of these Florentina Heutzinger pieces. Yeah, so she'd been...
So Sancta by her, yeah.
Exactly. I think she's in Sancta.
Yeah.
So she'd been naked on stage a lot anyway, so she didn't care. And then I found a couple of, people who were open-minded enough to do it. And that pool of people grew over the year.
How was that for you? Do you remember the first time you went on stage nakedly and knew, okay, I'm doing it for the first time now? Did you practice to play naked?
No, I mean, you don't need to practice. I play naked at my house all the time, but...
You do?
I do anyway, yeah. I think a lot of people practice naked in the summer or, you know...
Come on, naked, naked?
Of course. People aren't naked in their house. I'm naked in my house in the summertime.
But how was it for the first time you played in front of an audience naked?
I was very scared. I think all of us freaked out backstage before going on the first time. All of us for different reasons as well. I was sort of worried that I'm not hot. That was my main worry. But everyone was worried about different things. So everyone was sort of triggered into their own worlds. But basically, once we got on stage, it didn't really matter anymore. Also, the music we're playing is not very easy. So it's mostly very, very, very classical stuff.
Okay.
We play, for the most part, Schubert, Mendelssohn, Dvorak, Beethoven, Ravel,
okay,
Johann Strauss, Smetana, Offenbach. These are pretty much the main composers, I would say.
Okay. Okay. Serious corp. Programs.
Very, very classical. Classical, romantic.
What do you experience when you play in this surrounding? First of all, you are naked, these people there, they come to relax, they are in an erotic mood probably, there are some drugs, as you have said already. What is the audience? Is that different from a concert audience? And if yes, how?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people are necessarily in an erotic mood when they go to Kit Kat. Kit Kat is more like a club where the possibility of sex is allowed. Like the boss of Kit Kat, she tells me that Kit Kat is not a sex club. Okay. It is a club where sex can happen. I don't exactly know where these distinctions lie or like where the line is.
But so people who come and attend your concerts, how do they differ from a normal concert audience?
Not that much, to be honest. They're wearing clothes to get into Kit Kat, so they're wearing like fetish clothes. So that's quite funny. So basically, like, we're naked, but the audience is also quite naked, too. The only thing that's different is that people also chat with their friends during our concert, which I find very, very nice. I think it doesn't really exist, this possibility to watch classical music and also chat with your friends. So people just sit around the pool and drink and chat and watch us.
Or spank. Chat or spank.
Well, that only happened once. One time somebody actually spanked me on the stage.
And you wanted it to happen, or?
Well, I was a bit surprised, but it was a misunderstanding because someone came and he sat like rather close to us, so I thought probably he was a musician and he wanted to have a look at the arrangements or something. So I looked at him. I was playing something quite simple. I looked at him and I kind of wiggled my ass. I kind of got close to him like this just to say hi, and he slaps me very, very hard in the middle of the piece, which was very funny. It was very, very funny, actually.
I read that in one interview you gave, so that you say it's the most safe environment you play in, on the other hand.
Yes, it's really, really funny. I mean, of course, it's also safe in the sense that there's no consequence if we play wrong notes or if we play out of tune, or like nobody there is interested in any of that. They just want to know that we're having a good time and that we can transmit the love of this music to them. So it's a safe space for us also outside of the typical performance anxieties of classical music.
If you are in this experiment, how would you subsumize what happens if people are confronted with classical music? Are they more open-minded? Do they live their fetishes differently than without? What were the surprises you have experienced?
It's very, very individual. You know, Kit Kat is also not a place where people are hooking up everywhere. It's such a small percentage of people who are hooking up in there. So it's really not what you would expect. Like, it's not as though thousands of people come and everybody's just fucking each other. That's not so. So I cannot tell you what they do. I think they feel much more like safe and welcome into the space. It's also, I guess, really nice for them to have something that isn't like oof, 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 this doof, doof, doof music. I think it just sort of grounds them in the space and opens their hearts before the evening. I think that's what we're there for.
When we have met and quickly talked, you said you were fed up by the classical business before and that playing in Kit Kat opened you a new horizon. What were you fed up with?
What was I not fed up with? I mean, like, I don't know how to explain this without sounding incredibly arrogant.
Sound arrogant, please.
Well, let me put it like this. If I have to sit in another orchestra and get yelled at by some conductor all day long who has no communication skills, no overview of the score, is impossible to read his indications of what he's trying to make you do, is bad at rehearsing, doesn't pay you well enough.
Then you ask yourself, why are you doing that?
Yeah, of course. Of course, then I wonder what I'm doing here. Because it seems to me, in my experience, 99 times out of 100, the conductor is completely incompetent.
Yeah.
And not only that, just a perfect picture of toxic masculinity and, you know, bully boomer boss. And it's interesting to me that people think that that's not audible. Of course you hear when the people are not getting along with each other. Music, everyone is very sensitive to music and very sensitive to the vibes around music. And if you think you can yell at your musicians all day and that you're still making good music, you don't understand shit about what you're doing.
But this is, I think, why lots of people do chamber music at all, because it's for people, it's always different.
Yeah, chamber music also has its complications. I don't run this like a chamber music group. This, my Naked String Quartet, is a very unpopular thing to say. But Naked String Quartet is a matriarchy. It is a dictatorship, a very friendly one. I try to be very friendly at all times. But I am the boss of this, because what happens is, musicians, okay, they don't want to play an orchestra, so they decide to play chamber music, which is where usually the more opinionated musicians like to go, and usually the sort of better or more energetic players, they go there. So chamber musicians come into a rehearsal, and then they start giving all of their opinions everywhere, all the time. But that doesn't mean they know what's going on. That means they just like giving their opinion on things.
Yeah. You can even establish your dictatorship, which is a friendly one. This is a good thing as well.
It is a benevolent dictatorship. Yeah. I find it works best in this situation when there's one person who is assigned with the overview of the piece. For example,
the naked dictator. This is great.
If you're rehearsing a piece, but the piece never gets sort of analyzed or taken apart by the group, then you're just doing random stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're just doing random stuff, you're presenting something to the audience, which is just random stuff, which they're not going to understand. And especially an audience who does not know classical music, the interpretations have to be crystal clear or else they're not going to get it. The other thing I really insist on is, oh yeah, this is my hugest frustration with classical music. Okay, this is another very unpopular opinion I'm going to give.
We love unpopular opinions.
Great. I think classical music is unpopular because of how people play it. I don't think it's a crisis of education. I think it's an artistic crisis. And the main problem I see that goes wrong is, A, people don't know the scores. They're not analyzing scores. They don't have any kind of overview. And B, they don't play in rhythm.
Because they don't have anybody to spank, yeah.
No, they don't play in rhythm. It's basically not really taught or given any kind of importance in music education, even at very good schools like a Hans Eisler and stuff like that here. People play all over the place.
So the musical quality of the Naked String Quartet is important to you as well as a dictator?
Of course. Of course. Are you crazy? Of course, we have to play amazingly well to grab this audience of people who doesn't know classical music. No.
Even more. Yeah.
We're not just the nakedest string quartet in town. We are the best string quartet in town, I guarantee you.
And naked by coincidence. Exactly.
Yes.
But this is interesting because lots of classical musicians, orchestras, chamber music ensembles, they say, oh, we have to go to the people. We can't wait that the people come to us, and then they invent whatever formats. Actually, this is your homeland, isn't it? I mean, you are doing this opening of classical music to everybody by going to the Kip Club. What does it do with the audience? Are they surprised? Do you really think you reach people who never go to a concert normally?
Absolutely. I think 99% of the people who come to us never go to classical music concerts. That was actually my selling point to the boss of KitKat. I told her, if you have a classical music group, it is the most surprising thing you can do.
But now it's not surprising anymore because we know every weekend you are there.
Yes.
and you are an institution, actually.
I guess so. But still, it's surprising to have classical music in a club played by beautiful naked ladies.
Is Naked String Quartet something you want to become old with, or is it just a period where you say, oh, this was interesting, is interesting, and afterwards, what is coming afterwards? I mean, where are you going afterwards? Are you going back to the normal concert hall? Probably not.
No, I mean, definitely not. I think nobody will want me anymore in the regular concert halls.
Because you have played naked?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think there is this prejudice against?
Of course. What is the classical world not prejudiced against? Tell me this. But I mean, if you go to an orchestra and you say something like, you know, oh, I'm polyamorous or something like that, people would be like, ugh.
Honestly?
Honestly. Absolutely.
I mean, classical music is the most gay world I know. I mean...
No, you're completely wrong. I'm sorry, Axel.
No.
I love you.
I mean...
You could not be more wrong.
So you think it's a really conservative world still?
Absolutely. Okay. It's a... I mean, just judging by its policies on treatment of men and women and Me Too and all of this kind of stuff, of course, it's an incredibly conservative, backward, shit world.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I've been out of that world for a long time anyway. Since I started this Classical Sunday series in 2016, I've been... No, and there's definitely no way back. I mean, I would love to make some kind of collaboration where the Naked String Quartet does play inside one of the big halls in Berlin, for example. That would be really, really interesting to come up with a project where the nakedness of our quartet would make some sense also in that context. I still don't have a concrete idea.
You're talking about Kammermusiksaal der Philharmonie, today, Naked String Quartet.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
No, why not? I would come.
It would sell so much tickets.
Yeah. So we got a deal there. Liebe Berliner Philharmonie, come on.
I was thinking Pierre Boulez, that would be more the thing.
Okay.
But I still don't have a concrete idea yet. I have to think of something. Because it can't just be, here's a bunch of naked chicks playing classical music. It has to like make some kind of... sense somehow. Like, you know, us being naked at Kit Kat Club, it's not really about nudity, it's about subverting expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's about you have this crowd of people who don't go to classical music, and when people hear classical music, they have the sort of correct reaction they think they're supposed to have, and they get a little bit stiff, and they don't know when they're supposed to clap, and they shut up, and they don't move, and they...
You could do it differently. You say, you play with clothes, and the audience comes naked.
Absolutely not. They would never do that. Anyway, what I was trying to say is the fact that we are naked shows to the audience that we stand for different things than the classical music stands for. So in that sense, it's not really a classical music concert. It's more of a sort of art piece, which is using classical music. And I think that's kind of my area of...
That's the Holziker way again.
I guess so. I don't know.
Why not? Yeah,
every musician, everyone's exploring their body all the time. I don't think it's original... or interesting at all. Sorry. It's very personal. Of course, it's interesting yourself when you are exploring your own body, but I'm not interested in seeing something like that on stage. For me, it's not about exploring your body. No, it's about subverting an expectation. It's about giving people a certain like dichotomy of experience where they're experiencing something and the opposite thing at the same time, which allows them to open their minds and expand into a new level of consciousness that they have not been to before. And that's the point of art, and that's why we make art. It's not about making pretty decorative stuff or look at these hot chicks playing an instrument or look, I like to fuck, you know. It's nothing to do with that.
This is an interesting thought, then, how to transform that into a concert hall. It's true, then you really have to have the other twist, don't you?
Yes. I mean, I've had some really funny ideas. I recently got in touch with Dan Savage, who's this famous sex writer from America. He was very, very famous in my world as a teenager, especially. So I had a really great idea that we should do a version of Peter and the Wolf with him as the narrator, with this famous gay sex educator starring the Naked String Quartet, which is, of course, the most inappropriate thing you can imagine for a children's piece. And that's why it works. That's why I think it's funny, and it's actually still the same kind of message. Like, I think if you can get people scandalized by classical music, you're doing something right, because classical music is so... distant from any kind of reality that people live in, like politics. Classical music doesn't stand for anything, for example, openly. It never allies itself with any kind of cause. It kind of just stands alone as this sort of, I wouldn't even call it art, it's sort of a decoration.
Museum?
No, a museum is art. Classical music is something that is pretending to be art, I think. art has to do with how you're reflecting the times, and classical music does not reflect the times. And the classical music artists, for whatever reason, have no opinions about anything. I mean, the most they will say is, like, war is bad.
Take that, all of you out there. Yeah. And if you want to experience art with a meaning, then you have to go to the Kit Kat Club every Saturday, isn't it?
Every Saturday until July.
So you have to hurry up. And where else could one experience you? Just there, right now.
Right now, just there, but in many, many, many other places coming in the future. You can follow our Instagram at Naked String Quartet, and you have to type in the whole thing because Instagram has censored us a little bit for posting too many pictures of breasts.
Is that so?
Yes.
Okay. So to see that as well, you have to go to the Kit Kat Club. Thank you very much for giving us an answer.
Thanks, sir.
Well, this was a different story here on the Good Morning podcast at Backstage Classical. If you like our podcast, just subscribe and visit us on our page backstageclassical.com for daily classical music news. Ich sage, macht's gut, haltet die Ohren steif und bis bald.